Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Caroline. How are you, baby?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm glad to have you on. So how's everything? Do me a favor before we talk. Introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are. Let everybody know who you are.
Sure. Hi, guys. I'm Caroline Sunshine, and I am from the new movie Marmaduke with 20th Century Fox coming out June 4th.
Now, let's talk first of all, before we talk about the movie, let everybody know how this got started and how did this acting thing all come about.
Well, oh my gosh. Well, you know, I've wanted to do what I do, I guess, since I was little. I actually started in ballet. When I was about 3, I started taking ballet lessons, and from ballet, I just kind of grew, you know, with a love of the stage. And I did local theater, and then, you know, I continued to kind of beg my parents, you know, let me do acting professionally. And I always loved to watch movies and TV, and I would do more than just watch. You know, I would always love to kind of, like, see how the people were acting, because I think watching is one of the best ways to learn. But the story just is that I begged my parents forever and ever, and about 3 years ago, they let me start trying my hand at acting, and here we are now. So up until that point, there's my story.
Wow. Well, congratulations, first off, for this. And anyone, do you have any influences that anyone influenced you?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Like I said, well, first off, you know, ballet was one of the greatest influences, I think. You know, it just, it taught me, you know, poise and discipline and stamina and all the things that I think you need if you really, you know, want to accomplish your dream. And my other role model, gosh, the movie Legally Blonde is one of my all-time favorite movies, and I just idolize Elle Woods. I think she's phenomenal, and she was always an inspiration because she's just so, you know, confident and kind. And I also really like Audrey Hepburn. Recently, like within the past year, I've just become like amazed by her. You know, I just think she's wonderful, a wonderful actress, a wonderful person, and I love the humanitarian efforts that she gave. So I guess those are a few of my influences.
Okay, no problem. The movie. How did you get the role? And then how did you get the role with this? Let everybody know the part and everything that you're going to be playing and everything. Let them know what
it's about. Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, Marmaduke is based off of the comic strip that's been around for about 50 years by Brad Anderson in the paper, and it revolves around a huge Great Dane dog. And the movie, you know, it revolves around that the family, the Winslow family, is in Kansas, and their dad ends up getting a new job, so they get uprooted to Orange County, California, which is ironically where I live in real life. And that's kind of the storyline for you, at least. I play the daughter in the movie. I play Barbara Winslow, the daughter of the Winslow family, who is Marmaduke's owner. And as far as my character goes, you know, I would say I'm pretty much just a typical teenager. I think my character is somebody that probably a lot of teenagers can relate to. And, you know, my character quirk, I guess, would be that I'm a huge texter. And so I have a lot of friends. And so the move is really hard on me as a person moving to Orange County. But I think, you know, in the end, my character is always likable and you always want to see her pull through, which is really cool. As far as how I got the role, you know, I auditioned, and I got a callback, and it's so funny. It was the week of my dance competition, and I had to choose if I wanted to do my ballet solo or go to this callback, and crazy me decided to go to my callback, and so I think that one paid off at least. And I got the phone call that I got the role when I was in vacation in South Carolina. And I was in the parking lot of a Piggly Wiggly grocery store, which is a chain of grocery stores back on the East Coast. And I got the call, and that's a moment I'll never forget for sure. There's a lot of screaming involved, so it's been quite a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna tell you a little secret here. You got the role because of me, because I made a phone call over at 20th Century Fox, and they said, "Don't be," and I said, "Give her the role, give her the role." I'm joking.
I love the sense of humor.
But no, congratulations on getting a role. And
thank you.
But besides you know, you're doing acting, what do you do? What do you do for fun? What do you like to do for fun to entertain yourself?
Oh gosh, there's so many. You know, it goes so much beyond acting. I love traveling. I've traveled with my family ever since I was little, and I just you know, I've been all around the United States, and I love it. I love traveling. And I really just love spending time with my family and friends. I love to bake. I'm a big fan of Paula Deen and the Food Network. So when I have downtime, I TV all my Food Network shows and then try to work it out in the kitchen. So that's always fun. But and then, you know, of course, dance. I still dance. Dancing is a great way for me to, you know, have kind of a physical outlet and stuff. And it's also good for, you know, all my teammates and my friends on my dance team. So it's great.
Oh, wow. Congratulations again on everything. What's next for you?
Well, you know, I'm just I'm waiting for Marmaduke to come out. We have we're doing a screening event on Saturday, which will be really exciting. So we'll get to see the film for the very first time in its whole, which will be awesome. And like I said, Marmaduke comes out June 4th. And then I also am working on a pilot show for CBS. For probably the mid-season, hopefully, which will be awesome. And also I have a commercial out on Disney Channel. That's with the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato, and that was really cool to work on, so you might all see that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from today?
Where do I see myself 5 years today? That's a really good question. You know, I wish I had a crystal ball in my hand to tell you exactly where I'd be, but I'm so happy where I am now, and I just really hope that I get to continue doing what I love, which first and foremost is acting, and I just really hope, you know, that's what brings me happiness and what brings me joy, and I just hope that in 5 years I'm happy with what I'm doing, and, you know, 5 years, gosh, I'm 14 now, so, oh gosh, I'll be like 19, oh. I can't believe it. So hopefully college is in there somewhere.
I hope. And are you being tutored? I'm pretty sure you're being tutored, right?
Yeah. Well, whenever I'm working on a project, I'm always they call it tutoring on the set, which is where I have a teacher who works with me so that I can stay on track in school. But when I'm not working on projects, I go to regular high school in Orange County. Actually, I have my school dance tonight. It's our goodbye dance. So I still go to regular high school just like anybody else, and I really enjoy it. I'm a freshman, so I'm still bottom of the chain.
Wow. Okay. And are your close friends proud of you?
Yeah. You know what? I've been really blessed to have a lot of people who've been supportive in my life, and all my friends, especially now as it's getting closer to Marmaduke's opening. Everybody's so excited. My school's been supportive. You know, my elementary school's been supportive. You know, everybody's been so cool because, you know, like all the billboards are up on the freeway and they see me on, you know, the commercials for it and stuff, and people are always calling, "I just saw you on TV and I paused it on my TiVo," and I was like, "Is that Caroline?" And so everybody's just been really cool. So I really appreciate their support. Shout out to you guys. So thank you.
Oh, no problem. I'm not gonna keep you long, but I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and you know, and you, let me just say that you're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been such a pleasure.
No,
I hope you have a wonderful Friday afternoon.
You too. And who's the lucky guy? You say you have a dance tonight, right?
I do. I have a dance tonight. Yes,
who's,
it's our school
lucky,
goodbye
is it,
dance.
Is it school dance?
Yes, our school dance.
Are you going solo?
Nope, I'm going with a group of friends, actually, and, you know, like, we all dress up in costumes, so my group is going as Dancing with the Stars, so we're going to wear glow-in-the-dark stars all over ourselves, and so that way when we're dancing, it'll be Dancing with the Stars.
So that means you're going to try to go on Dancing with the Stars. That's what you're telling me. Are you promoting that? You're going on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I don't want to say anything, but I might like to have a little foxtrot on Dancing with the Stars. But that's where I'll be in 5 years, Dancing with the Stars. That's where I'll be.
Oh, my goodness. I hope one day I do see you on there. It'll be a good look for you.
There we go. You guys can look for me, and you can send in your votes so that I can win.
Yeah, I'll make some phone calls. I'll make a few phone calls on my behalf.
I would so appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. I'm not gonna keep you, babe girl. But anybody you want to shout out? Anyone want to shout out your friends or mom, dad?
Want to shout out? Thank you, friends and family. If any of you guys are listening, I just appreciate all your support. And you know, the Duke arrives June 4th, so I'll see you all at the theaters.
That's right. Make sure you guys go check that movie out.
Exactly.
And, thank you so much once again for coming on the show. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. Have a great Friday.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Thank you to Caroline Sunshine for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check her out in our new movie. Love you guys. Stay up, stay strong, and I'm going to leave you with Jaheim.
Can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. See the top cup and say, going for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. But once it goes down and you turn me down, but this time around, I'm out of here.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting
up
to? I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't even
claim the fame, and girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah. Oh, what you drink, what you sip, I got the next round. My titty a goose now, tell me what's up. Have a station, my eyes is hiding with your flies. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up. You're moving on the hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get...
my mind. 'Cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like you're feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If you keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
Shout out to Caroline Sunshine for coming on the show. Check out her new movie that's in theaters now featuring really George Lopez. Make sure you guys check her out. Very, very talented, talented actress, teen actress. Check out also her cartoon, I think it was on the Disney Network. Make sure you check her out. Thank you guys so much for listening. So I'll be back on later. I'm not sure what time I'm going to schedule that show, but Two Live Crew will be here. So make sure you guys check that out. That was going to be great with Two Live Crew. I'm going to leave you with Drake by request. I also am going to be on Lyx. I'll be live from Summer Jam today. So You don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great show. Here's Drake by request. And I want to thank first and foremost, let me thank everybody who listens to this show day in and day out. You know I love you so much. You support. I do read your emails when I get them. And when you hit me up on my message on here, I do get them. It's, I give you tons of messages. Nevertheless, I do respond to all as many as I can. At a fast rate of speed, I do. So thank you so much. Please continue to hit me up. Continue to call in if you choose to. Don't ever be afraid to call into the show. This is what the show is about. So please feel free to call in, text me, email the show, and either my or one of my staff will definitely get back to you and help you out with any problem situation that you may be having with the show, or something that you like or something you may not like. That's what this whole thing is about. This show is not about other area topics that we don't cover over on the show. This is a radio show, which means we do cover radio topics, such as the things that you see goes on over here. So maybe other things that you may not have seen it because we don't cover that particular area of things over here. So please get in touch with that particular show, the Blogosphere show that does it, but this Timothy Hart show does not deal with areas that I'm not going to speak on over the air, but nevertheless, we don't do that over here. This is a radio show. It's the Timothy Hart show that you're listening to, one of the greatest shows here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I love all everybody here who works at Blog Talk Radio, get these shows up and on each and every day that I'm on air. And I want to say maybe last week we celebrated our 600th episode, I believe. That was the Memorial Day show we did. That was our 600th episode, and that was just a few days ago. So we are really moving up, and we really count down to the 1,000th episode, and also the second year anniversary already, guys. It's almost been 2 years. It's already 2 years already. Seems like the year just flew by. We're at number two. So we're going to keep going, and I'm going to give you guys it's going to be better than ever this coming year for the show. I'm going to leave you with Drake by request. I'm going to come talk to you some more later on. Love you. Stay up until I get back. You guys be good. Here's Drake with Find Your Love. Peace.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find you all. Than just a number.
Hey, hey, hey.
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. Your loving. find your heart.